Alistair Begg.
Truth for Life, Monday morning at 7:30 on AM 1160, online at WYLL.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-430-9105. That's 1-800-430-9105. Call now. That's 1-800-430-9105. That's 1-800-430-9105.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hard working people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-317-0047 and claim your free copy. Call 800-317-0047. That's 800-317-0047. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Hi, this is Pastor Choco of New Life Covenant Church in Chicago. Tune in to AM 1160 every weekday from 7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. I promise you, you will be encouraged, challenged, and uplifted. Come visit New Life this Sunday at Chicago's Roberto Clemente High School or visit mynewlife.org. Make sure to tune in Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 8 p.m. or call us at 773-384-7113.
Take Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160, with you everywhere. Download the mobile app for iPhones and Blackberries now at WYLL.com.
Welcome to Building a Better Brain, sponsored by EEGChicago.com, with your host, Dr. Jim Kowal, on Chicago's Christian Talk Radio, AM 1160. The professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback throughout the Chicagoland area. To learn more about this weekly program, Building a Better Brain, or to find a provider in your area, visit EEGChicago.com. That's EEGChicago.com. And now your host, Dr. Jim Kowal.
Through the airwaves over the beautiful Windy City. Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Building a Better Brain. This is the fifth of our eight-week series that provides you information on how you can improve your brain and overcome a number of difficulties and blocks that keep you from performing your very best. Today, we are going to tell you more about the organization that has been sponsoring these programs. And to do that, I have Dr. Kathy Abbott here. Dr. Abbott is the coordinator and manager of EEG Chicago, and I'm pleased that she is able to be with us today. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Abbott. Dr. Kathy Abbott is a licensed clinical psychologist and operates a general private practice specializing in neurotherapy in Evergreen Park, Illinois. Dr. Abbott received her doctoral degree from the Adler School of Professional Psychology here in Chicago. She is board certified in neurotherapy by the Biofeedback Certification International Alliance and is on the board of directors for the International Society of Neurofeedback and Research. Over the 15 years Dr. Abbott has been in practice, she is providing a full-service private practice for children, adolescents, and adults specializing in neurotherapy. Dr. Abbott was instrumental in establishing a neurofeedback training program for addicted health professionals at Rush Behavioral Health. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you taking time away from your busy vacation to talk to us this morning.
No problem.
Yes. Before we get started, I know that you have started your training in traditional psychotherapy at the Adler School of Professional Psychology here in Chicago. But I'm curious, how was it that you got involved with neurofeedback?
I was offered a postdoc in addictions at Rush Behavioral Health in Downers Grove, and part of my job was to help establish a neurofeedback program. The higher-end addiction programs generally offer neurofeedback, and for them to remain competitive, they had to add in neurofeedback.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You were one of the originators of EEG Chicago Group of Neurotherapists. Can you tell us how this group got started?
One of our members, Joe Barr, and I were having lunch one day, and we had discussed having a marketing group a couple times before, and that particular day we decided to take action. And we divided up the phone numbers of a few of our members and called people and started getting together.
Mm-hmm. How widespread is EEG Chicago?
We're distributed pretty evenly across the city and suburbs. We have practices in places like Northbrook, Schaumburg, Naperville, Oak Park, Chicago, and then I'm in Evergreen Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking at the EEGChicago.com website, people could see that practitioners are pretty evenly distributed across the Chicagoland area. So that must make it easy for people to find a qualified practitioner near their home.
Right, right.
Yeah. And, of course, being near their home is important because in neurofeedback, we tend to have to do the training two, sometimes even three times a week. And you don't want to have to drive far and do a half hour or so treatment and then, you know, return home. So
right.
Proximity is very important. And I really applaud the fact that you and Joe originated the idea of pulling together some really highly qualified people. Tell me, Kathy, can anyone who does neurofeedback become a member of EEG Chicago?
No, they have to have some kind of a professional certification or licensure, and they have to be certified in neurofeedback by the Biofeedback Certification International Alliance. At this point, all of us are certified except for two who do need to take the exam.
I see. Good. Good. Yeah, we had Dr. Corey Hammond on the program about 4 weeks ago, and he did outline very similar to what you are saying. He said in selecting a practitioner, you need to look for a licensed clinical professional, a licensed provider of services in the state. Also, he recommends board certification, as you've mentioned. And then he also recommends people work from a quantitative electroencephalogram, a QEEG.
Correct.
Do the members of EEG Chicago all utilize a QEEG in preparation for their treatment planning?
Yes. Yes, they do. Okay. There are some who don't always use it, but they do use some kind of an EEG-guided way of determining protocols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like there is a broad range of professionals in the EEG Chicago organization. You have clinical counselors, social workers, even medical physicians, psychologists, even a speech and language pathologist. So there's a lot of people who have branched off and expanded their services to help people achieve greater and better health.
Yes. And I think a lot of us have found that there are instances in our practices where neurofeedback was really important for moving people on. I know that has been true in my practice, and I know that the person in Richmond, who is the speech and language pathologist, used to do traditional speech and language pathology exercises, and when she discovered neurofeedback. She just stopped doing that because she found it really wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I think I calculated once, if you added together the experience of all the members of EEG Chicago, you have something like over 135 years of experience doing neurofeedback.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. How long would it typically take someone to get an appointment with an EEG Chicago professional?
Well, it depends. It could be that week, and sometimes people have waiting lists. So it does depend. I think most of us would be able to get somebody in within a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, can people of any age benefit from neurofeedback?
I have worked with people from the age of 4 to the age of 80. I know people who have worked with a child as young as 2. And obviously, as long as a person can make it to an appointment and they're, you know, over 80 and at least cognitively somewhat able, we could work with them.
Mm-hmm. From what you have seen in your practice, what are some of the advantages of using neurofeedback over other forms of treatment?
Well, the effects are long-term. I don't have people coming back to me for more neurofeedback once we've completed their training because they continue to do well. I've had phone conversations with people a few months later or sometimes a few years later, and they're still doing very well. Neurofeedback is also drug-free, so we do not add in medications, and it's non-invasive. There are no needles. It doesn't hurt. So those are, you know, there's. But the main thing is that it the effects are long-term, and it really and truly does change lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in addition to not adding medication, I experience many times we take people off of medications.
That is correct.
Yeah, once their brain learns to control the activity and balance its brainwave frequencies, there is no need to chemically intervene and either augment or diminish brainwave activities.
Right, that's right.
Are there any drawbacks to doing neurofeedback?
Well, occasionally I'll give somebody a headache, but generally one of the advantages of neurofeedback is that it does take a little bit of time for things to, for you to have a change in symptoms, and so I'm able to change my protocol so that they aren't getting headaches, and I may actually be able to remove the headache, during that particular session. Another disadvantage is that it's time-consuming. We do see people, as you indicated, 2 to 3 times a week. But I think this is nothing compared to the time spent on soccer practices and, somebody who's taking piano lessons and they need to practice every day. There are a lot of things that people do that are as time-consuming, if not a lot more. The other thing is it is costly, but the cost is generally about that of a Disney vacation. So if a person has to trade in a Disney vacation for something that is truly life-changing, then, it's no longer really a disadvantage.
Right. Yes, because it lasts your entire life. I think of it as like learning to ride a bicycle. People say, how long does this training last? And I said, well, it's like training your brain to balance yourself on 2 skinny wheels. And how long does that last?
That's right.
So that kind of thing is a good analogy. So, yes, I think we've got something here that does improve lives and gives people an opportunity for a long-term improvement in their brain functioning. So I know, Kathy, you also do other forms of treatment with people in your practice. So after the break, I want to take a look at how you have integrated neurofeedback into your general psychology practice and how that has helped over just doing traditional psychotherapy. So we will be right back with Dr. Kathy Abbott from EEG Chicago.
We'll be right back. Did you know you can safely make changes in your brainwave patterns through neurofeedback, which can significantly improve conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, depression, anxiety, autism, and a host of other problems? The dedicated professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers who can help improve your life or the quality of life of your loved one. Visit the EEG Chicago website today at eegchicago.com. You'll learn new, exciting information on how neurofeedback trains the brain to function with greater control and stability. By learning to adjust the brainwave activity, you can improve your life through this safe and drug-free approach. Visit the website for locations near you and to contact an EEG Chicago professional. Tell them you are an AM 1160 listener. Ask for a first-time consultation. Visit eegchicago.com and learn how to build a better brain. Have you ever wondered about the magic of the brain's functioning? Did you know you can learn to adjust your brainwave activity with neurofeedback? Neurofeedback safely improves conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, autism spectrum disorders, anxiety, depression, as well as many other disorders. The team of specialists at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback. Visit their website for a provider in your area and learn how to build a better brain today. Go to eegchicago.com. The highly qualified EEG providers are dedicated to helping improve your life and the quality of lives of your loved ones through this drug-free and safe approach. Visit their website today at eegchicago.com. That's eegchicago.com. Building a better brain can be a reality in your life. Count on the professionals at EEG Chicago to create a treatment plan just for you. Visit eegchicago.com today.
Welcome back to Building a Better Brain. I am talking with Dr. Kathy Abbott, a clinical psychologist and neurotherapist who is the coordinating manager of EEG Chicago. Tell me, Kathy, what type of people do you see most often in your private practice?
Well, it's a pretty generalized private practice. So I see anyone, you know, anyone with anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, attention deficit disorder, head injuries, anxiety, I think I said anxiety already, Asperger's disorder, you know, just what most people will see in a private practice.
I see. And I know you're trained as a psychotherapist and also as a neurotherapist. How is it that you decide to use either psychotherapy or neurotherapy or both with your patients?
Well, most of my neurofeedback clients come in specifically for neurofeedback. They'll call me and say, I'm interested in neurofeedback for my child who has ADD or whatever it happens to be. So lots of times they will get some psychotherapy in addition because people tend to relax when I'm getting them ready for the neurofeedback and just tell me what's going on. And I also want to know of any improvement that they're seeing. Then I have some psychotherapy clients who I just see for regular talk therapy. But those with things like anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, if I discover they've had a head injury, some of those things, or Asperger's disorder, which is high-functioning autism, some of those people will also get some neurofeedback in addition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you're going through the different disorders, I'm picturing what they would look like on an EEG, and some of them have high beta activity, and some of them have high amplitude, low frequency that interferes with thinking. And it's wonderful to have that tool available so that you can differentiate exactly what are you going to treat and how are we going to be effective in changing the brain to respond that way.
And that is something that's happened since I've been doing neurofeedback is when somebody comes into a room and they start to talk about what is troubling them, I do start to see what I think is probably going on with their brain. And so whether I'm doing neurofeedback with them or doing psychotherapy, I do, I'm able to view them differently than before I did neurotherapy, because I understand more completely about what's actually going on with them, with their brains.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me, what type of success have you been having in combining psychotherapy with neurotherapy like that?
One particular instance that's been helpful is somebody with black and white thinking, where they have difficulty seeing the gray. They're thinking that things are always one way or never one way. And with neurofeedback, I've been able to modify that so that they're able to, you know, think of a lot more options than they would be without the neurofeedback.
The one thing that I have thought about, you mentioned that we don't get a lot of people coming back to have to do more training for the same thing. And I remember I was treating a young boy. He was in seventh grade, and he had ADD, and he wasn't doing well. He wasn't doing well in school. His grades were poor. He wasn't turning in his work and paying attention. The teachers were on him. The parents did not want to put him on medication, so they looked up neurofeedback, and they lived close to my office. So they came, and sure enough, we did an EEG, and we saw exactly what the problem was, and we were able to derive a treatment plan for him, and he went through that. And sure enough, he improved in school. His grades went up. He was turning in his work. The teachers were happy. His parents were happy. And I didn't hear from him for about 5 years. And last spring, he called me and he said, "Dr. Cobol, could I come in and do a few more sessions?" And I said, "Yes, of course. However, we don't really have relapses. So what's going on? What is causing you to want to come back? Are you having any problems?" And he says, "No, not at all." He says, I did very well in high school. He said, "I was on the B honor roll all 4 years, and I graduated, and I joined the Air Force." And he says, "I'm now taking these classes because I want to be an airline pilot. I want to be a pilot." And the Air Force only takes the top people in the class to train as pilots. And I thought if I came back and kind of sharpened my brain up a little bit, then I'd be one of those guys. So that's the kind of experience that, you know, we impart on people, and they come back trying to sharpen their brain and sharpen themselves in those areas. I know that the practitioners of EEG Chicago all work from a QEEG, but tell me, Kathy, have you ever done follow-up EEGs to see that there was a real change that took place in the brain?
Oh, absolutely. And I will do a follow-up EEG every 20 to 40 sessions. I remember one boy who had anxiety and attention deficit disorder, and there were some social issues, and those had all gone away. And there was a dramatic drop in some of his fast activity in the middle of his brain, a very, very big change.
Mm-hmm.
And in, you know, the clients where I've done some things, done some neurofeedback so that they could think through things a little bit more clearly, like the one I was thinking of previously, there have been definite drops in those fast frequencies. And another area that I will frequently address with neurofeedback, even though they've come to see me for regular psychotherapy, is with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I have had some very dramatic changes in those instances with a phone call from somebody saying that they hadn't felt this good in 2 years. Another person had a family member asking what I was doing with this client, you know, with their family member who was my client. So post-traumatic stress disorder is another area. Occasionally somebody comes in and I find out that they've had a head injury. And so we may add some neurofeedback to, you know, in a case like that, because a lot of their symptoms will be ameliorated by neurofeedback and relatively quickly. And if there are medications, the medications will not be able to they don't make the kinds of changes that they're hoping for, just because of the nature of the injury to the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we probably have about a minute left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about how you use neurofeedback with addictions, because you had some experience at Rush Behavioral Health with that.
Mm-hmm. I saw around 50 different clients, and the kinds of things that they reported to me were almost immediately there was an improvement in sleep. A lot of people who had tried to meditate over the years were all of a sudden able to meditate, and meditation was part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And one of the symptoms, it's really hard for people with addictions, is a tendency to obsess. They can't turn their minds off, and lots of times they will obsess about using the drug because the drug helps with the obsession, except it actually makes it worse. And so there would be a decrease in obsession, and that helped them stay off their drugs.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Kathy, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me this morning, and for all the good work that you are doing in getting people relief, some that had profound symptoms and were now able to get relief when they couldn't from traditional medicine.
Well, thank you, Jim, so much for the opportunity to speak with you.
Good. Next week, for all of you who have or know someone who has ADD or ADHD, I will have Dr. Joel Lubar from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, who has done some outstanding research on ADD, ADHD, and how we can confirm it by using a QEEG. And I'm sure that you will especially want to hear how we can treat attention deficit without medication. I want to also remind you that you can get more information, see firsthand what neurofeedback is about, and have all your questions answered regarding whether neurofeedback is right for you by coming to a free information seminar that is held around the Chicago area. I'm doing one next Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Ruhr Center in Naperville, 1110 North Washington Street, which is right off of I-88. For more information and for directions, you can always email me at drjim@ultimatebrain.com or go to EEG Chicago for other times and locations. For now, I would like to thank the members of EEG Chicago and the entire crew here at WYLL, AM 1160 Chicago's Christian Talk Radio. Remember, the brain is a pattern engine. It loves to execute patterns that result in thoughts, behaviors, and feelings. Practice those patterns that express love to one another, and you will come to experience feelings of joy and peace. Thank you for listening to Building a Better Brain.
You've been listening to Building a Better Brain with show host Dr. Jim Kowal from EEGChicago.com on Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160. To learn more about today's topic, their Chicagoland locations, seminars in your area, or general information, visit EEGChicago.com. You can also email Dr. Jim with your questions and comments anytime at drjim@ultimatebrain.com. Join Dr. Jim Kowal again next Saturday morning at 7:30 to explore ways to restore and expand your brain's functioning safely and drug-free.